Welcome to the show that combines biblical truth, discipleship, and the calling of spreading revival. Now your host, T.S. Wright.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I am so glad you could join us today, and we have got a special guest that you guys are absolutely going to love. And, you know, you've heard him on my podcast. He is the founder of our Kingdom Crossroads podcast, and he is now appearing on our TV show. And we want you to give us a great big old welcome for Pastor Bob Robert Thibodeau. Bob, welcome to the show, my man.
Hey, man, praise God. I am so blessed to be here with you today, man. This is exciting. I'm just looking forward to this.
Well, we're going to have a good time on this one. And I just want our audience to really get a feel for just kind of what you're doing right now. And I want you to talk a little bit about this Red Letter Crusade, because I want everybody here to hear about what's going on. Of course, you've been talking to me about this for several months, but I want to know, you know, I want this audience to know how this is all unfolding, and we'll get back to the podcast and a little bit of its founding and all that good stuff here in a minute. But I do not want to get off this show without you talking about this Red Letter Crusade. So Pastor Bob, take it away.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, you know, as you're aware, I was doing the podcast for years and years, and I did an interview back in 2020, right when the pandemic first hit, and the author of a book called What Did Jesus Say? Seven Messages from the Master. And at the time, I was doing 5, 6, 7 interviews a week, right? So everyone's sending me their book. So I review it real quick. And it was a good book. It is simply a book that has red letter words of Jesus organized in 7 different messages. No commentary, no personal opinions, just Jesus ministering to you. Great concepts. I did an interview, set it aside, went on to the next one. Well, when things started slowing down about last summer, because at the time I had the radio station, Evangelism Radio, I had the podcast and all that. And so I was, you know, working 15, 16 hour days. And when I sold the radio station to Tom Chappell, and so it's still going strong and he's doing well with that. So I had a little bit more free time, and instead of reading, you know, I was reading probably 5, 6 books a week. I started getting down to like 1 and 2 a week. So I was looking on the shelf, said, what book haven't I read? Well, let me read this one again. And this time when I actually took the time to read the book and allow the words to minister to me, I realized there is so much anointing on the words of Jesus.
Amen.
When you just, as I was reading it this time, the second time, it was like I was sitting there allowing Jesus just to minister to me like he was doing to his disciples. Amen. Back then, you know. I was like, wow, this is so powerful. So I reached back out to the author, wanted to do another interview with him about this. By the time that interview ended, I was like, look, I want to partner with you in promoting this book. And that's where we developed the, what we call the WDJS book project, What Did Jesus Say book project. That sounds very big. And as I was praying about this new avenue for our ministry, I was like, Lord, I just want to take these red letters to the world, you know. And don't get me wrong, I'm not discounting Paul. I'm not discounting all the Bible, you know, the Old Testament prophesied the coming of Jesus. The Gospels was Jesus, what he did here. And the rest of the Bible is proving that Jesus, while he was here, fulfilled what the Old Testament said.
Amen.
That's the whole concept, right? And so I'm not discounting any of the Bible. I know there's some groups out there that, you know, it's just the red letters. Everything else is trash and all this. No, I don't get into all that, right? But, you know, I was like, Lord, what can I do to promote this? You know, I said, we need, you know, like a revival. And I want to do revivals just preaching this. And the Holy Spirit, so he said, a revival is like a fire. And it burns for a little while and then it goes down. We need a crusade. A crusade, you go in, and a crusade has that negative connotation to it. But actually what it is you're going in to take land from the enemy Amen. And hold on to it. Is it, yeah, a red letter crusade. That's what we need, a red letter crusade. And that's what my focus is now, Amen. Is the red letter crusade. I started preaching on this the last Sunday in December of 2024, and nothing but since. And you know what? I haven't run out of material yet. And it is so spiritually refreshing and freeing when you just allow what Jesus said to minister to you.
Amen.
I mean, it's all about what, you know, I told Terry, I said, you know, the question was always, you know, way back a few years back, WWJD, what would Jesus do? Well, we now have the answer. What did Jesus say? Amen. You want to know what Jesus would do? What did he say? That answers what he would do. And, you know, when you look at John, I think it's 12:48, and he said, you know, I'm not going to judge anyone. What's going to judge them at the end is my words. Now, a lot of people take that to mean, my Bible's up there, that, oh, it's the Bible. The Bible's good. What's going to judge? No, no. He said, my words. His words are written in red in a lot of Bibles.
Yep.
That's what's going to judge us. So it's a good thing to kind of study what he said. It's like, you know, there's a test at the end, guys. You're a teacher. There's a test at the end.
Yes, they are.
Here's what's on the test. Now, if you fail a test, I gave you the answers. So that's kind of the focus. That's been my focus, I said, since the last Sunday in December of 2024 to now. All I've been teaching, preaching, everything I've been working on is just promoting what did Jesus say? The red letter, like I said, has become a crusade, the red letter crusade.
Amen. Amen. So got a question for you, and I have to throw this out there. You know, I know you've been teaching all these lessons on the red letter crusades. Give us a little bit of a flavor of one of those lessons. I can't let you get off this show without at least talking a little bit about one of those lessons. So,
well, when I started on this, I did. I mean, I prayed hard, Lord. I have to prove one to myself. This is what you want me to do. Number two, I need to be able to explain why I believe this to other people. And the answer was so clear. I'm a retired cop. And when we were required to go into court and give testimony, you're swearing to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And they removed the "so help me God" from your oath. When I was up on the stand and they did it, I said, "so help me God." Yes. All right. I mean, I still threw it in. I like doing little things Amen. Like that. Just twist the knife a little bit in these liberals, you know. But
my gosh.
But yeah. But that's God. What I would do. And I never got, you know, nobody ever objected or anything like that. But it was, well, truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth. Yes, so help me God. But using that concept, the first 7 or 8 messages I did was on what I did was the grand jury testimony for the red letters. And I looked at it as if I had to present this case to a grand jury. And a grand jury takes in all the facts and then renders their opinion. Is there enough evidence to proceed with this case? And a grand jury and a courtroom all across the land relies on evidence. Now, evidence is the DNA, the scientific stuff, but more importantly is eyewitness testimony.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I seen him shoot her. I seen it. That's an eyewitness. My next door neighbor knows a guy at work that said he saw his husband shoot his wife. That's hearsay.
That's right.
Okay. Eyewitness testimony is always admissible. Okay. Now, at the same time as the eyewitness testimony, you can have what's called deathbed confessions. John Smith testified, he told me as he was dying that Jack so-and-so is the one who shot him. Okay, that's a deathbed confession. That's admissible in certain instances. The defense will try and counter it and all that, but a deathbed confession, or, you know, I'm getting ready to die, send a cop to me, and then he confesses there, you know. That's just one step under eyewitness testimony. Well, if you look at the Bible and you talk about who was with Jesus, the disciples, right? Matthew, John, Peter, James, his brother. Mark and Luke weren't with him.
Nope.
Right? They are secondhand witnesses. So we have to look at the eyewitnesses. And we just, and that's what the first seven messages, that's what it is. I just laid out the eyewitness testimony. Paul wasn't with them. Can't count what Paul says. He has supporting stuff that goes with it. But I just laid out the eyewitness testimony. That's the one we have to look at. And that's what the first seven messages were that I did.
Wow.
And that more or less cemented it in my mind that this is what I need to be doing.
Amen.
And like I said, I don't discount, you know, I mean, a lot of people will say, you know, I've heard, you know, Jesus talked to his disciples, or he said, you know, you're going to hear, hey, he's out here in the desert, or he's over here. Don't believe it. Don't go out there, you know. And then what did Paul do? He said, you know, I went out and spent 3 years out in the desert, and Jesus came to me and said this, right? Well, you know, what are you going to do with that, you know? Hey, you know, Jesus appeared to me at 11:35 p.m. Eastern time on January 25th, 1992, in a little empty apartment in Columbus, Georgia, when I was ready to kill myself. He appeared to me. Now, like I said, that's my testimony. You can't take it away from me. So did Jesus appear to Paul? Hey, he's anointed and doing all this other stuff? Probably. But can I go into court and testify that Jesus appeared to me on January 25th, 1992 at 11:35 p.m. Eastern time? No. No other eyewitnesses there. It's just me saying it, right? Same thing with Paul. Okay, so you can't use that to give Paul his credibility. What else did he do? Well, his lifestyle changed, and, you know, his continuous testimony, all that. Just like mine. My life changed, you know, right then. And 6 months later, I was called into, 7 months later, I was called into ministry. So there's, I say, that's evidence of the change that took place. So when you focus on the red letters, you got to stick with eyewitness testimony, which is basically the first four gospels plus John at the end. That's what I love about that book. And I don't have it here. I got it over by the other side where I was doing my broadcast, but the other side of the studio. So I'm not going to go get it. But you know, that's what I love about what Terry Christian did. What a name too, right? Terry Christian. He's the author of the What Did Jesus Say? Seven Messages from the Master book. And he just organized it, taking just the red letters and then putting it in seven different categories, if you want to call it that, for messages, and just allow what Jesus said to minister to you. Amen. And like I said, it's just like you're sitting there at the feet. And he recorded an audiobook, had the beach sound effects, you know, the seagulls, the waves, and all that, like you were sitting at the beach with Jesus, you know. And or I like just the narration. I've never been into the big, you know, sound effects stuff, you know. So he's got both versions of that for the audiobook. And it's just so powerful. You can drive in the car, go on a walk, just let Jesus, it's his words, speak to you. Amen. You know, and it's powerful. It really is. And like I said, now it just consumes all of my time. This is what I'm called to do right now, is to help promote this book.
Amen. Well, amen. So another thing, I want you to talk a little bit about this podcast, because obviously the Kingdom Crossroads podcast has been kind of your, it's really kind of been your baby for 7 years. And just so you folks know, on this TV show, I am now the host and voice of the podcast, The Kingdom Crossroads, as we made that transition here a few months ago. But talk a little bit about how that came about, what the Lord did to bring that about for you and have made this happen. And now we're, you know, we're taking it and trying to do some other things with it too.
Yeah. Well, I guess it was about 2017, somewhere in that area. I had the radio station. Okay. That started, you know, back before that. I was trying to grow the radio station. That's the whole thing with just me being the only voice on the radio station. That's called a podcast. I had a radio station. And to have a station, you got to have broadcasters. Well, you know, I was reaching out to pastor friends of mine and some of them joined. You know, you have 24 hours in a schedule, 7 days a week, and you only got three people on it. Gets kind of repetitive. You know, when I've got 10 time slots in a 24-hour period, so how can I get more people? Well, I've got to have them interested in it. How can I get them interested in being on the radio? Let me interview them, tell them it's going to be on the radio, offer them a time slot on the radio, do their stuff. And that's how I was able to expand it to different pastors and things like that. Promote it on Facebook and get some inquiries. And so the, you know, what can I call it? I just can't call this, you know, the Freedom Through Faith Ministries was my radio program. Okay. What can I do? What can I do? Well, I'm talking to different people from different walks of life all over the United States, really all over the world. And, you know, we're just like crossing paths. Okay. I was for the kingdom. The crossroads is where we meet and talk, and then we'll go on our separate ways, right? And so that's where the Kingdom Crossroads concept came from. And it's a podcast, so Kingdom Crossroads podcast. But by doing that, putting myself out there to do podcast interviews with other believers and pastors, that started growing the radio station. Okay. And within 18 months of doing that, we were rated as the number one online Christian radio station, Christian talk radio station in the world by shoutcast.com. And, you know, I've got screenshots of our number one rankings and all that stuff, you know, for the radio station. And like I said, between the radio station and the podcast, that was a full-time gig for me. Consuming, you know, a light day was 12 hours. Oh man, I'm done. Wow. It's only 6 o'clock at night. This is great. Typical day, especially as you're getting ready to load the schedule for that week and get ready for your podcast. I was doing like 6-7 podcast interviews and all that every week, editing those, loading those, you know, all about that now. And, you know, with the radio station, I was editing files because there's no music. So I had to cut out music and all that. And, you know, it was 15, 16, 17, 18 hour days. And after doing that for about 10 years, I was like, you know what? Okay. You know, let's stop now. I mean, I would go on vacation, take the laptop with me so I could still do all the putting in 8 hours a day on vacation. You know, my wife, family out at the beach. I'm up in the hotel room because the internet was bad on the beach.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's, and that, you know, going to ministers' conferences. Like, oh man, I gotta, this guy's so long winded. Why didn't, you know, I'm not getting anything out of it. I'm too worried about maintaining a radio station. So I say, you know, it's time to stop. So that's what we did. And I so enjoyed that. I said, can I get rid of this podcast too?
And here you are. You're a guest on it.
And here you are. Yeah. Amen. So that's the short story.
Wow. So, well, you know, this, obviously the show has gone on and, you know, we're,
and you're doing a great job too, man.
Thank you.
Great job.
I appreciate it. Well, it's, hey, you've set me up for success on this thing, and it's, there's no question the things that, do you realize, and I don't know if you know this, you and I did 75 interviews together.
Wow.
On this podcast before, before you turned it over to me. 75. Yeah. It was 75, 76, 77. It's right in there. So I've kind of said, I think it's 75 that we did before I took over the show. So that's,
hey, that's like 3% of total interviews.
Yeah. Well, I mean, hey, you got me. So you prepared me for this, you know, the Lord's like, hey, you're going to just keep going. And I remember our first one, we talked about the God centered concept. And then you're like, you got to come back on and talk about that seven ages of the church thing.
That's right.
And that turned into a 14, 15 episode series. And if you haven't listened to that, you guys need to go over, because I have been reloading those both on the Kingdom Crossroads and the God Center Concept podcast. They're already all loaded on the God Center Concept, and we're loading them as we speak each day or every other day or so, just in that vicinity on the Kingdom Crossroads, bringing those back up because there's been so many requests for it. So,
and that's a powerful. Those are powerful episodes.
Yes, they are.
Amen.
They definitely are. So, well, before we wrap up here, and we're getting ready to have to wrap this thing up, tell us a little bit about where we can find the Red Letter Crusade. We want to jump on these books. We want to, you know, we've got to get those in our hands. How can we do that?
Yeah. The easiest way is to help us promote it by going to WDJSbookproject.com. WDJS, book for What Did Jesus Say? WDJSbookproject.com. All the information, links, everything is right there.
All right. That's awesome. We'll, here on the TV show, we'll put a quick splash up here coming up for you guys here in just a minute with that website up there with the URL address. That way you can copy it down and you'll see it. So, well, without further ado, I want to thank everybody for joining today's show. And without further ado, on behalf of myself and Pastor Bob here, go forth in total surrender to the one who owns and reigns over all creation, and let the great harvest begin.
Man.
Thank you for listening to the show. And this week, we want to give our big shout out across the pond to London, England. You guys have been a major supporter of the show, The Kingdom Crossroads, and we want to thank you for that. We want to thank you for everything that you have done and continuing to build our base there in London with more and more downloads and more people listening to our show from London. We ask you to continue to spread the word about our show, as well as let's start reaching more people for Christ, and let's start seeing if we can put discipleship at front and center in making disciples in London, England. Again, we thank you for being a part of this community, and at some point, we would love to come over there and to be able to work with you to help you and bring the God-centered concept over to London. We thank you again for the support of this community, and we again ask you for your continued support in spreading the word and helping this show grow. Thank you so much, London, and God bless you, and we pray for you that God will continue to use you in these amazing ways, and that God will continue to expand his word and the gospel right there in London. Thank you so much, and God bless all of you.